This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Well, our big question today, of course, is are you counting those days to Christmas or the shopping days, depending? I think that the nays so far have it that no, I don't. I kind of wonder at what age people sort of stop doing that. You know, and I understand, you know, the young ones, we count for Santa Claus and all right, all of us count for Santa, but that doesn't count when it comes to just the day itself, the excitement of it, or the shopping, does it?
No, I think that kind of, okay, what Michael said is pretty accurate in my life. Like, now that it's more about how much I have to get done before Christmas, it's more of a catch-up game, you know?
Wow. Yeah, I used to feel that way with my parents. It's just so much they wanted to take care of, especially my mother in baking. But she'd start baking in November.
Oh.
And then, you know, you'd say, okay, Mom, well, haven't you got it all done yet? No. And it, because there's still days left, it's like she still had to make stuff. And if we said, why are you doing that, Mom? Because if I don't have stuff around January 10th, you guys will start whining.
Yeah.
Of course, it was all on us, of course. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little sports. Brock Richardson of the Neutral Zone, he's host and producer over there. Their show Fridays at 4 p.m. here on the network is joining us for our sports update.
As a former athlete, I eat, sleep, and breathe everything sports. I'm Brock Richardson. Join me every Monday for your weekly sports highlights and our take on the weekend action.
Well, let's dive right in, Brock. Welcome back and tell us what your leadoff items are.
So I have a couple for you today. The first one is that the Western Mustangs win their 8th Vanier Cup with a 27-21 victory over the Saskatchewan Huskies. And Kelly, there's something about London programs that do really well. The Knights have always done well. London program, it just must be something in the water over there.
Yeah, I think so, because it's quite impressive, and the Mustangs always have been. I mean, don't get me wrong, not all the Mustang teams have the success that the football team does, but definitely, Brock, it's almost a little more of a, quote, professional, unquote, feel, and I think that's just the caliber of students that come to the school and program that they're able to develop. So and that's not the take from some of the other schools around the country, because you know, I think London has been spoiled by the cachet of people that want to attend these schools. And okay, yeah. Great for them.
Yeah, it's they put a symbol of the London school on the big board at the Knights game. And I don't know what the announcer said on Saturday night, but whatever it was, they erupted. And it was just crazy, like the full building. And so congratulations to them for winning their 8th Vanier Cup. In not so positive news, however, we are officially in lockdown for Major League Baseball, which means no more trades, no more talks, nothing other than to get a collective bargaining agreement done.
Okay. So how long do you think it'll last, though, until we see a resolution?
So basically, the nuts and bolts of this is that both sides have 2 free months on the calendar where they can get this hashed out. Where we start having to get concerned is when we start looking into February, because when we start getting into February, you're starting to look at training camps and, you know, people reporting to spring training and all that jazz. So the longer this goes on in that regard, the worse it is. I personally, you can call me not optimistic if you want to. It's nice to look at this and say, well, February is the nice, you know, soft deadline we're looking at. I do think that this is going to become at least somewhat of a disruption into the next season here for sure. I hope I'm wrong, but I just have that feeling.
It's tough when you see off seasons that are actually, and this has been a trend now with, even hockey, basketball. There's always something to talk about. Football has a wonderful off-season calendar, if you want to call it that, that keeps people chatting about them, even when their actual official games and season isn't even in play. And baseball was getting a little bit of that just before this stoppage, Brock. What is the biggest sticking point that you think is going to take the longest to agree upon?
There's a couple. The first one is the higher luxury tax. The question will be, what is going to be that higher luxury tax where teams can get to before they have to pay more money with their payroll? That's going to be a big one. The owners, or the league, pardon me, would like 14-team playoff format. I'm reading that that's probably a bit high. I would love to see a 14-team playoff, just because then you avoid the whole let's just tank because we're not going to be, you know, in the top, you know, four of our leagues. I think there does need to be a little bit of an extension there. What that's going to be will remain to be seen, but I hope it's more than just, you know, your division winners plus two wildcard teams in each side. The other one that's a bit of an interesting one is there's players want a quicker route to free agency. Now, the example I have here for you is the Vladimir Guerrero situation, where he made his debut in 2019. And this would mean that because of that, they have 7 years of control of the player. If he made his debut in 2018, you would only then have 6 years of control of the player. Now, some people would say it's only 1 year. It's not a big deal. What Toronto was getting accused of was holding him back in order to get that extra year of service, when they just kept saying, quote, he's not ready, he's not ready, which may or may not have been true. I would like to see them come to a compromise where it doesn't look as fishy, where it's like, oh, are you holding him back because he's not ready or just because you want that extra year of service? I'd like to see something in the middle ground there so that fans don't have to look and go, what's really going on behind the scenes? So those are kind of the top few that I have in my mind that might take a while to come to a resolution.
Yeah, he was a bit of a lousy example that people were saying and making that accusation because, as we say, he wasn't ready. He wasn't quite ready yet, and I get it, but I also understand this whole starting someone's clock and, you know, what tends to happen. Sir, there was a scenario in the NHL that we want to get a chance to talk a little bit about because you haven't had a discussion. This is a scenario of biting. Let's sink our teeth into this one.
Yeah, let's do that. Brendan Lemieux bit Brady Tkachuk in a National Hockey League game on the hand and only received a 5-game suspension for it. I am one that just kind of goes, huh? Since when did biting become a thing?
And that's not even biting the hand that feeds you.
It's right. Like, it's just doesn't even make sense. That was a good one.
It just makes you think, like really? Like I remember as kids, you know, you'd have something happen, you get fighting someone, and you're feeling trouble, and some dummy would try to bite somebody, right? And you think, well, what happens if you break the skin? You got to go get a shot. What? And then you'd scare the poor kid. So I just think, what are you doing?
Yeah, and so this is where I am with this, is like, what are we, why is this even a thing? Like, and if it were me, if I was going to set a precedence and if I was, you know, running player discipline, I would throw the book at anyone who bites anyone and say, you can now sit out for whatever the maximum number of games is. And for biting, I would extend that maximum game because there's just no place for it. There's no reason for it. There's no place for it. He should have got 10 games, at least in my opinion, but never did. So
he's not even McGruff, the safety dog, taking a bite at a crime.
Oh my gosh. The comparison. Is there some kind of protocol though? Or did they just say, okay, well, it looks like we'll just have to figure something out. Let's do a 5-game suspension. You know what I mean? Like, or is it just so unprecedented? People just don't bite.
There are usually, there are usually situations where you can kind of look at a hit and say, well, for this instance, you know, point of contact being the head, you know, let's make it this amount of games. Plus, then they always take into consideration, like, how much of an offender is this person? And then we come up to a nice little...
Has he had his shots yet?
Exactly. But biting, it's rare enough, but not that rare, sadly, that people just kind of go, huh? We had a biting situation? Like, I'm so confused.
Well, and the sad part is it's not the first time it's happened in professional sport, period, when it comes to brawls or a fight or something like that. And people have done all sorts of real... And you wonder, are you that angry or is it funny to you in some warped, you know, way? Like, I don't even know where to begin with that. I mean, I guess if you're petrified and someone, you know, breaks into your house and they're attacking you and they've got a weapon, yeah, you might do whatever it takes to get them from hurting you. But in a professional hockey game, wow, I would love to go back to the locker room and have to live that down. You're sharpening your teeth the night before the next game?
Like, no kidding. Like, and again... It's not okay in any circumstance, but no. We are also in the middle of a pandemic. Like, why are you biting?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you know, like I'm not limiting this to the pandemic only. Please don't get my words twisted on this. But like, we're in the middle of a situation where virus.
Like, we're barely able to hug people and touch people, and you're now biting people. Wow.
Right, in the middle of a hockey game. Like, I don't know, maybe you shouldn't have been fighting him in the first place, and then you wouldn't have...
It's such an unhealthy thing to do. Like, fighting is bad enough, like hitting someone, but when you talk about your mouth, you're breaking someone's skin, whatever you're up to, it's dangerous.
It's much.
And the other thing I want to point out, during this tussle, Lemieux, who was the fighter, was the one on the top. It wasn't that he could even say, well, I was, you know, I was underneath the guy and I was trying to get him off
no
me.
No self-defense here.
Helping me. Like, you can't even use that as no. you were the guy on the top doing the fighting. So, I mean, like, oh my.
And calm then, down, and, Block. After the game, I'm going to fly away.
No kidding. Well. Right? It's just, and then, there he's in the penalty box and the referee comes over. And you could see the three bite marks on his knuckles. Like, the player's going, there's one here, there's one here, and there's one there. Like, why? I don't get it.
Yeah. No, we definitely dissected the heck out of this one. But before we go, you want to talk about the CFL? The playoffs are still going on. How is it going?
Yes. So we do have our Grey Cup matchup. We now know that the Winnipeg Blue Bombers will take on the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Hamilton will be the first team since 2013 to be a part of the game at their home stadium. So that's pretty cool. Very excited for it. The only question is for Hamilton, do you start Dane Evans or Jeremiah Masoli? Jeremiah Masoli played a horrible first half yesterday.
Good grief.
Yeah. And really doesn't deserve to start. I would give Dane Evans the chance.
How do you feel about it being at Tim Hortons Field, the team hosting the Grey Cup, actually having the game? Kind of nice feel, and unfortunately for you Toronto people, you know, when you see any games at BMO and the lack of support of the Argos, Brock, you want to comment on either one?
Yeah, first of all, I was in support of the fact that Hamilton won. And secondly, on the crowd situation, there were more Hamilton Tiger Cats fans than Argo fans yesterday. It was, and notably so, being told as, we're going to come down and make this a home game. So it's just not a good look if you're Toronto Argonauts. And I'm happy for Hamilton. I just hope they figure out this quarterback situation, because it's going to be a big decision if you're the head coach.
Argos have been around for so long. It's a really scary thought to think of them not existing because of lack of support. But Brock, every year it just becomes potentially possible. Thanks, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Brock Richardson, he hits us with the latest sports. He gives us a little update on our Monday edition of Kelly and Company. Plus, join him and the Neutral Zone gang on Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern right here on AMI Audio. When we return on the other side of the break, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to visit with Grant Hardy, our AMI TV reporter out of Vancouver, and he's going to be talking about the upcoming feature on Christina Martin. Next.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.